Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. You may submit things to it. Find something online that you think is interesting, you think you might want to hear about on the radio. You can submit a show prep at freetalklive.com. Others can vote on your submission. You can vote on others' submissions. And then in the aggregate, we'll figure out what it is that you, the listener, think is important. Of course, the best way for us to figure that out is for you to just call in and talk about it, which you can do at 855-450-FREE. We got Jason Talley and Allie here with us tonight. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, of course, again, we will take your calls about anything. There's all kinds of stuff in the news to discuss. Last night, I came across the story about the NSA. We didn't really scratch the surface at all. I think this deserves to be discussed. There's no way we can give it the treatment that it deserves. There's a lot to this story from The Guardian. Of course, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news for the last few months, Ed Snowden, of course, made big headlines by releasing lots of information, some information. I guess there's still a lot of information to yet to be released. But there's information being dribbled out, I guess we could say, about the NSA that for a lot of people has been pretty shocking.
Right. Google Prism. To find out about the specific information that was leaked by Ed Snowden.
One of the things that was leaked by Ed Snowden. There's been a bunch that has been leaked. The thing is, not all of it is public yet, so it continues to be revealed what is going on with this NSA. And it's interesting how it's working out because, you know, Snowden released, or in this case, Glenn Greenwald and some of the folks over at The Guardian over in the UK, released some information about how the NSA is absolutely spying on people.
But they're sitting on some of it and releasing
yes.
it? Yes.
Well, I wouldn't say they're sitting on it. I mean, they're doing their due diligence as reporters.
Right. They're going through it and determining what is appropriate to them to publish.
And
I think they are sitting on it because it's not public, right? Like, you can't just download all of the Snowden release.
Right. They want to offer analysis to it.
Well,
so
my question would be,
release it all out to the public.
Are they just, like, as soon as they're done analyzing it for what, you know, are they just determining, like, what pieces of this would you want to put out, and once we just determine that something is good to put out, we will put it out? Or is it that there's some timing involved?
I've noticed some timing. I've noticed that some releases of these stories are relevant to the news.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting that they have revealed things about the NSA after the NSA and president and executive branch types have been making excuses for some of the things that have already been revealed. So they'll come back, you know, the information comes out about the NSA being, you know, breaking their own rules and looking at Americans, various different things. And then the NSA will come back with something like, well, yeah, but we didn't do X, Y, and Z. And then they'll release information showing that they actually did, in fact, do X, Y, and Z. So, like, every time the government guys make an excuse or try to, you know, brush things over top of what's actually happening, they just release some new revelation that is, you know, even more shocking than the previous ones. So it does seem like there's some sort of priority or some kind of prioritization going on to these releases.
Sounds like a strategy to expose them.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, more so than
it just, like, fools.
Because the way some people view it is just like Ed Snowden and even Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, they just had this information and they just dumped it all online.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't involve the media or journalists at all. But no, it's that they handed over to journalists and they were like, I'm not a journalist. I don't know how to report on things. And they let the journalists decide.
The Chelsea Manning situation is different. She turned it over to WikiLeaks. And they release everything, pretty much. There was a debate.
I was confused about how the information was released by WikiLeaks, though.
Well, I should say.
And it certainly wasn't just released by Chelsea herself.
Right. But, Julian Assange believes that all information should be released regardless of the harm. However, he did have some partners, New York Times and some other journalistic institutions who wanted to say, no, let's make sure that we don't release anything that's damaging, which is obviously a lot of vetting because there was a lot of information that probably many put out there.
Do you think the information could be harmful enough that you wouldn't release it?
Yes. What was the example that was given? Something like a, a vulnerability to, poison people in the community. Like, would you want to release that information?
So there's news about the NSA. I want to get to that here, but Pizza Guy is on the line first, listening in Fargo. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
I love how that rhymes.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk about ought and should and the supposed differences. Ayn Rand made a good grounding because forever there was kind of a fight between is, can you derive an ought from an is, and what's the difference between morality and pragmatism? And basically, one of the lines she drew was that if your morality is not pragmatic, then you're just playing in fantasy land. And, put in modern terms, you're just being a dungeon master, and you can make up whatever game, role-playing game you want, but if you're not dealing with the immediate reality, this so-called morally speaking phraseology that you may want to use is completely worthless.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Sure. Chris Cantwell. Talking about violence against government employees. Well, morally speaking, you're in the right to go around killing these people. Well, of course, pragmatically, we can't be doing things like that because you'd get caught. Well, look, if you would get caught and it's pragmatically not advantageous to do so, then morally, it's also not advantageous to do so. Right? And so...
The only problem I have with what you're saying is that there needs to be a conversation about the morality of self-defense, because it seems like people are confused about if you're being aggressed upon, what is a moral response. Some degree of self-defense seems like it's moral. Most people agree that you're morally within your rights to defend yourself against a rapist or something,
mm-hmm.
but that to what degree can I defend myself, if someone aggresses against me? Does that just give me the right to take the person's life in any situation? And Rothbard actually wrote about proportionality and self-defense, and he had a lot of good things to say, which I'd be willing to read because I actually have an iPad right in front of me. But when it comes to the situation of the morality between defending a police officer who is say a police officer is arresting me, and I know that I am in within my rights and it's a wrongful arrest, then I might be morally justified in running away or, whatever means I might use to try to avoid the arrest that are proportional and, don't create a victim. But at the same time, I might realize it's not practical because if I try to run from the police, they could just shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it not okay. If you're thinking about engaging in violence on yourself and you are... On your part, if you're thinking about engaging in violence, being violent, and you consider for a moment that it is not possible for you to come out victorious, then it is morally wrong for you to engage in that violence because you're being self-destructive. It's just that simple. Is that if you're up against an opponent that you know you cannot beat, it's the same as almost kind of along the lines of just war theory, just from an individual basis. If you know you can't win, don't fight.
I don't think it's wrong, though, to try to run away from a police officer if you realize that there's a risk that it could do harm to you because you're not in control of the situation.
Well, right.
Then,
how far do you take that, Pizza Guy? Because is it also immoral to put up any level of refusal when it comes to the police trying to apprehend you? Is it immoral to refuse to put your hands behind your back? Do you go that far with it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. So you're saying it's the only moral option is to just do what you're told? Maybe I'm misunderstanding. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, what is morality? What defines it? I think that's the direction this conversation is going. We're going to dig a little deeper into that idea here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a whole bunch of features that you will find on the site. The webcam is one of them. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of the features on the site, that is free. So again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Free State Project is one of the sponsors of this radio program, and the Free State Project has been quite controversial in the last week or so. There's been a lot of discussion about one particular issue and all the various different issues kind of tangentially associated with it, and that is this the idea about defense, self-defense, against the people who call themselves the government. Some believe that it's entirely appropriate to use violence in defense against the people calling themselves the state when they might, for instance, be trying to kidnap you or put you in a cage, commit some sort of harm against you or your family or loved ones. And then others, like myself, are against the idea of violence as a solution to the problem of violence, because that's what the government is. It's a problem with violence. It's a problem with humans using violence.
I think that's an oversimplification of what the issue is, right? Because the issue is about a particular gentleman who's been removed from the list of signers for the Free State Project.
No, I think that's what started the discussion, but there are more than one people, or more than one person in the Free State Project who takes a similar viewpoint.
It does represent what you'd call like a schism, but that it's more complex than that, and the reason I say it is because you can't say that, well, there's these people who support self-defense against government agents, and there's people who don't support self-defense against government agents. It's more complex than that, because even if someone did support that, they still might think that it is a bad idea for the Free State Project to allow people who advocate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That someone might have a personal belief about self-defense against the state, and they might even have like their own personal line, which they might talk about with their friends and family. But the Free State Project, it seems pretty smart for them to have a rule about publicly advocating violence against cops. And in this specific instance, it's like a really good example of something that shouldn't be tolerated, I think, in a lot of people's minds, because it's in light of the Concord Police Department basically referring to the Free Staters as terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone, so then Chris Cantwell goes out and basically sounds like a terrorist, saying we should, at some point, we should kill cops, which is exactly what the government would love to hear Free Staters saying.
Okay. Well, what about Larkin Rose, who is a person that the Free State Project has invited back twice to Porkfest to speak, gave him a stage, a microphone, an audience to say very similar ideas?
Yeah, about Larkin Rose. I mean, why not? If the Free State Project, I mean, I don't know if Larkin Rose is a signer of the Free State Project, and I don't know what their policies are, but I mean, it's up for the Free State Project to their board, whatever organization systems they have. You know, they have a right to decide on a case by case basis about these things.
Right.
But you know, it's not for us to say you're being inconsistent. They should choose. I mean, it seems personally to me, I haven't looked at everything Larkin Rose has said, but I know he. When I was seeing the When to Shoot a Cop pamphlets that they were going around at different protests and things, that bothered me. I didn't like that. I wouldn't want to put, you know, be handing out a pamphlet like that.
That's why I suggested that Larkin Rose be removed as well, because if the Free State Project wants to be consistent in this particular goal, they should absolutely look no further than Larkin Rose, who I personally like. I think Larkin's, a good communicator of the ideas of freedom, but I think the guy's got a lot of anger. And, I know that from having talked with him for an extended period of time.
But it's not my decision to make. It's not any of our decisions to make.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that the Free State Project go on a witch hunt and try to pick out people who may advocate violence. I'm saying they shouldn't invite them as speakers, and that's what they did. And so if they're saying that Larkin Rose, Chris Cantwell advocated violence, well, why are they giving them an audience at their official events? Doesn't that mean that the Free State Project and their board of directors is promoting violence?
Well, we could get deeper into that, but we still have Pizza Guy on the line here, and I wanted to dig into what it was that he said a few moments ago. And Pizza Guy, please correct me if I have misunderstood you. But if I'm recalling correctly, you basically said that you were looking at the morality of the question of resistance against the police, against the violence of the state.
I'm trying to clarify exactly what morality is.
I just want to recap my understanding, and you know, if I got it wrong, please correct me. But you had suggested that it was actually immoral for an individual to do something that would harm himself, i.e., to resist or to violently resist the police in an encounter where they were trying to, for instance, kidnap you and take you into a cage. Did I understand you correctly?
Sure, because you have to take a holistic approach. So morality is, just kind of breaking down, is valuing things that are in your rational best interest. right? And so if you're up against something as powerful and final as the state, in this day and age, maybe back in the day when they weren't as connected, you know, or finding a rogue cop and shooting him on the side of the road and running away, you can get away with it. But nowadays with GPS, cameras everywhere, there's no way you're going to get away with it, right? They will catch you. And so it's not in your best interest. You're not going to further yourself that way. So to say that, oh, well, morally speaking, it's okay to shoot the postman is absurd because it doesn't take into account the whole of reality. And so it's like you're living in some kind of a fantasy.
Well, I think most people would agree that it's ridiculous to shoot the postman.
But some people would argue that it might be moral to do that.
I think they'd have a real tough time with that. I mean, I think it's better to focus on the issue that most of these advocates of violence go to. The advocates of violence are generally not saying shoot a postman. I've never heard that been said. But
I've heard it said that it would be morally just. You'd be morally justified to do that. You would not be an aggressionist if you
I've
shot the postman.
I've only heard people like Chris Cantwell put it in a perspective of if they are, you know, threatening your, you know, if they're threatening to take your freedom away from you.
Well, yeah, if the postman comes and points a gun at me and tells me to do something, but just by virtue of him working for the government doesn't make
right.
him.
I'm just saying I've never heard that argument been made. You're saying you've heard people say that, like, publicly?
Well, you brought up Chris Cantwell. He's an example of someone who is a what Rothbard refers to as a maximalist mm-hmm. on the position of self-defense, that as soon as your rights are violated, he wouldn't suggest anyone actually do this in real life. But as far as just the philosophical discussion when it comes to self-defense, as soon as your rights have been violated in any way, if you violate my rights, I can take your life.
I agree with you that's ridiculous. But
that's my point ahead. Is that What he's saying is, well, I wouldn't advocate doing this in real life, but philosophically, as soon as, no, wrong, bad. That's not philosophy, that's Dungeons and Dragons. And if you want to go play Tiddlywinks, go ahead and do it. But if you want to talk about real philosophy, you need to have a basis in reality. Because that means accepting that you can't do it, which makes it immoral. It's not in your best interest to do so. You will destroy yourself.
I agree that's not in your interest.
Stand by, Pizza Guy, if you want to continue this discussion, because I'm still curious about this this issue of, you know, what is immoral, and I don't think we've really dug into it enough. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control here at Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features on the site, by the way, do include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can find our streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions to those streams. You can tune into the one that is the right bitrate for your internet connection speed at m.freetalklive.com. Forcefieldenergy.com. This is your chance. It's an investment opportunity to get in. Well, the getting in's good, at least, you know, in theory, because, well, investments do have and involve risk, so keep that in mind here. But the Force Field Energy stock is currently above $5, and you can get it at $4. And of course, you can go and pay over $5 for it if you want, the regular price at buying FNRG on the OTCQB exchange through your broker, or you can get the discounted rate as a private placement, as it is called. And you can do that by getting in touch with ForceFieldEnergy.com through the Contact Us link on their site. And you can talk with them and work out the deal. There is a minimum that you have to buy, and there's some restrictions that apply to, you know, to getting that great deal. Now, you know, you need to know more about the company, right? So they're involved in some pretty exciting energy products. Number one for me that I think is most exciting, that's why I hold the stock, is because of the LED products. I mean, the future of lighting, LED seems pretty obvious here, and these guys have great connection with a Chinese manufacturer. They have exclusive distribution rights in North America, and they're working on very big contracts with, you know, big lighting installs, industry, government, kind of large-scale lighting rollouts, replacing old incandescent or fluorescent lighting systems with new fancy LED systems that will save these companies a significant amount of money. So it's like a no-brainer. They can really, really save money by going with the Force Field Energy product. So if you're looking at some investment options, buy FNRG on the OTCQB exchange and get the private placement deal by going to forcefieldenergy.com and clicking Contact Us. To move ahead with that, Pizza Guy is in Fargo, North Dakota, and you're back on Free Talk Live, Pizza Guy.
you were talking about morality, and you said that essentially that you think it's immoral to do something that, that damages yourself. In the instance of, you know, the most extreme example would be to resist the arrest of a police officer with violence and, you know, to try to prevent that officer from taking you into custody and putting you in a cage.
Or he said even without violence, if you run, then you could get shot, so it's still immoral.
So, yeah, and then I asked a further question of, well, is anything that damages yourself immoral in that, you know, let's say you wanted to not violently refuse or not violently resist, but as you say, run away, Allie,
or go limp, right?
Or go limp.
I know I've done that.
Maybe to stand in front of a police car, as I have done. Are all of these things immoral?
At best, they're neutral. I mean, unless you're defending a larger value, which is in your own personal rational self-interest, but that's really only going to personify itself in, like, one person. So if you have one person who achieves your values better than you do, well, then standing up for that one person is just fine, right? But, like, throwing yourself in front of a cop car just to stop anybody is obviously immoral.
Well, I guess the way I look at it is, like, if I don't assist them take me away, like I had a camera one time in a courthouse, and so they arrested me, and so I sat on the floor, and then they had to, I made it more difficult for them, certainly, but they say they're just doing their job, and I figure if their job is more difficult, maybe they wouldn't harass peaceful folks. So I don't know if I was I actually morally there?
Maybe. I mean, if you honestly believe that that's going to teach them a lesson, then maybe. But
so it sounds like you're admitting that morality isn't really an objective thing, right? Like you're saying here that if the person who is doing the resistance, for lack of a better term, the refusal to cooperate, I like non-cooperation as a term. If the person is non-cooperating with these people calling themselves the state, that if their value system is different from yours, then maybe it is moral for them to do that. Because I think that's what what I'm understanding from you that it hinges on is that you think certain things are damaging to yourself, but others of us may not think the same way. So while for you, going to jail for standing in front of a police car or refusing to, take oneself into a cage when being arrested, you know, refusal to assist with those things, for you that may be damaging to yourself, but to others, we may look at that as, well, this is, you know, what's good for the long run of the ideas of liberty is for people to non-cooperate with the state, and so therefore it's completely moral to throw oneself into the gears of the system.
It's a little self-sacrificing, I think, to think that way.
Is that immoral?
I don't think it's immoral. I don't think that it is necessarily within one's rational self-interest, as the caller's pointed out.
But that's just your opinion.
But I'm not making any kind of allegations it's immoral. I don't think it's immoral. I think it's kind of noble in a way. But I, at the same time, don't really like the self-sacrificing aspect of it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes it can harm someone who I think deserves to live a good life. And if they're being harmed, that hurts them. And they're the last person who should be harmed.
I figured that they were going to arrest me anyway, so might as well make it more difficult.
Well, it presumes that it hurts them, right? Like your value is that it hurts to go to jail. But for me, my value was that it was worth it to go to jail.
Right. You might get something out of the whole experience, yeah, of being disobedient to the authoritarians or to the state. Then, like, I couldn't imagine, like, to me, it would not be worth it to go through the whole,
right,
getting processed and being in jail thing, which to you, the whole experience of having stood up for yourself was more valuable than it was painful to go to jail.
Yeah, and there was more reasons why it was valuable as well. So I guess that's what I'm trying to point out here is that I don't agree that morality is this subjective thing. I think it's all subjective based on your own personal values.
Well, here's a good definition of morality.
Please, thank you.
It's by the Free Dictionary. Of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness of human action and character. So it is a judgment.
So everybody has that judgment call. Pizza Dude, any other thoughts you want to throw in here?
But there are certain things which are completely universal because via whatever game theory, if you will, they have, right? So if something is mutually destructive, we can value it. We, by definition, have to value. So we have different values outlying that may or may not be valued by other people, but we all value not being destroyed, because when you destroy yourself, it's gone. It's over and you're done, and it's the same thing to the other person. That's why certain things are definitely immoral. You know, so moral positiveness, yeah, is subjective, but moral negativeness is more or less universal. And that's the value of voluntarianism, libertarianism, whatever, where we say, okay, this is universal. Universally, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kill. Why? Because by definition, you're destroying the life and the rational self-interest of people, no matter what, every time you kill or destroy or things like that. And so I would just urge, when you're saying that, well, you know, you shouldn't do it, but morally, philosophically, it would be okay, that's nonsense. It's absurd. It doesn't make sense. It's like talking about somebody being half pregnant or half how much the sky weighs.
Thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight, Pizza Guy. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if I
I'm not sure if I followed everything he was saying, but I think that the universality of the non-aggression principle is something that lends it credibility and superiority to other, you know, possible legal systems one could judge.
Well, one of the faults of the non-aggression principle is that it leads people to something that you were talking about earlier, and I know you want to get to this Rothbard quote.
Right.
It leads to this, what do you call, maximalists?
That's Rothbard's rules. Do you only read what he says in Ethics of Liberty?
I do want that, but we're going to do that coming up. So, you know, this is like one of the preeminent liberty-oriented thinkers, Murray Rothbard. We'll see what he has to say about this idea of maximalism, this response to the max. You know, the little girls stamping on your flowers out front of your house. Pow! That's somehow justified by the idea of the non-aggression principle. And by the non-aggression principle, there's nothing prohibiting that. And to me, that's one of the problems with the non-aggression principle.
I don't
think
that's true, Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely is true. Non-aggression means to not aggress.
I think you're misinterpreting the non-aggression principle.
I don't think the non-aggression principle goes far enough in describing things.
I think shooting the girl, stamping on her flowers, is aggression.
Okay, you can make an argument for that, but there's a solid argument to say that, you know, well, once the little girl has aggressed against you, that you can just go to the max. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. We'll come back with more, but I think it falls under the NAP, and that's one of the problems with the NAP.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that Free Talk Live, you know, it'd be nice if we got on a few more radio stations. We've got 125 of them, but there are hundreds more that we are not on, and we could be on those with your help, because it's not cheap to do radio industry advertising. We're going to go to a conference in Los Angeles here. Mark and myself will be going there in October. Actually, it's about a month away. So, that, you know, it's not free to buy plane tickets and things like that and go out there and schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs, but it's important for us to be there. And the Free Talk Live AMP program helps send us to these conferences, as well as doing advertising in talk radio publications online, for instance. So you can help us with that, and it makes a big difference for us. You get perks, too. You get access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go and continue with your calls. Eric is listening in Kansas, and we'll continue. We'll get to Allie's quote here from Rothbard in moments. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
Hi, Eric. I was calling in to mention something about the Chris Cantwell situation, but before I do that, I want to mention about the NAP and maximalist. You know, I don't know if there is an official definition of NAP or if there's an official interpretation.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. Basically, you know, it allows for use of violence in self-defense. And
that's the theory.
And there's a, you know, basically common self-defense principle is that you use the least violence necessary to defend yourself.
I tend to agree, and that's what the conversation is about maximalism, because some people believe that they can go to the max when they're defending themselves, and we'll get it back into that definition here in a moment from Rothbard. But go ahead with your thoughts.
As far as the Chris Cantwell thing, I haven't heard all the shows that are involved in him, so I don't know if this has been brought up or not.
It definitely has been, because this has been brought up before on a show that I was on Adam versus the Man, and Chris is not expecting to speak about his position on self-defense, but it ended up getting brought up, and he's already given his position on this, and that was a year ago. So it's just coming up again now because of the controversy with the Free State Project.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that self-defense is what I was going to talk about. It's turning Chris. But my point about the Chris Cantwell is basically he's espousing a philosophy, and that philosophy may involve immoral use of violence. But I think most of us can agree that espousing a philosophy is different from actually inciting violence. So basically, the core thing is, where there's no victim, no crime. A lot of people like to follow that issue. Well, I don't see who the victim is in what Chris Cantwell does by simply espousing his philosophy as opposed to going around actually trying to incite people to violence.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of inciting violence?
Well, if police are standing in front of you and you yell out, kill a pig, mm-hmm. something like that.
So are you saying it's only inciting if it happens in an instant, like in a moment in time where there's a conflict possibly occurring and somebody says something to rally someone else to commit violence, that if there's a differential in time, if there's a longer period of time, if someone, if Chris Cantwell says, I think you should kill the cops, then somebody does that 2 weeks later, you don't consider that inciting violence?
I don't think you could really consider it if it's 2 weeks have gone by, because by then it's clear that he was just espousing his opinion or his philosophy.
Yeah. Look, I agree that he should be able to espouse his opinion. I totally agree. I would never want to say that Chris Cantwell can't say the things that he's saying.
Even if he was inciting a riot, I wouldn't say that is aggression. I don't think the inciter of a riot is
responsible.
Is responsible. I think it's the people who listen and carry out the actions of the insider who are responsible for their own actions. So no one's saying that Chris has violated the non-aggression principle.
The issue here is that, yeah, right, and Chris would certainly point out that he hasn't violated the non-aggression principle either. I think the issue here is this is an organizational issue. This is a PR issue on the part of the Free State Project, which is an organization that, according to its Frequently Asked Questions page, does not accept members who advocate bigotry, who advocate racism, and who advocate for violence. And so really this is just a question of, should the Free State Project exercise its discretion to be able to select who it's associating with? And that's really what the issue is, at least with Cantwell and the Free State Project.
Well, you say it's a PR issue, and I know other people are saying that too, but I can see other reasons besides just, we don't want people to think that we're violent. The reasons why they might have this rule, like, I don't want people who are advocating violence or into the idea of pursuing violent tactics to be doing that in New Hampshire under the name of the Free State Project, which is something that I associate myself with. I call myself a Free Stater. I don't want...
But that's PR. I mean, what you're talking about is PR.
Well,
you don't want to be
also
tainted
because I don't, right.
by these other people who would
but
have
it's also
the same
because
label.
I don't like the idea of those people planning stuff under the name of the same thing
yeah.
that I am.
Think about it this way. I mean, because of our participation in the Free State Project, we trigger the move. One, two, three is going to be, 20,000? Now, what if
people who move to New Hampshire?
Yeah, what if they're going to be violent people that are going to move to New Hampshire as part of triggering the move?
Right. Their rules determine what kind of people show up, because liberty
right.
can appeal to a lot of different kinds of people. They could have a rule where no beards in the Free State Project, and you'd have a different kind of Free State Project, would you not?
A less
right.
awesome one.
But
I agree.
But, I mean, own the idea that this is PR. I mean, you don't want to be associated with violent people because you don't want to be associated with violent people. I mean, there are a lot of different reasons to not want that because, your neighbors will think certain things
about you. I also
don't
want anything violent happening in New Hampshire.
I don't either.
Right.
But you won't stop violent things from happening by disassociating with those people. You can only just disassociate with those people.
I think you can make a better argument for why Concord PD should not get a Bearcat if you can say with a straight face, the Free State Project does not support
That's
or
right.
embrace anyone who's talking about violence.
The Free State Project doesn't do that. And by the way, thank you, Eric, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
The Free State Project doesn't do that. I'm glad that they don't do that. But on the other hand, they also aren't involved in a witch hunt. Okay, let me put it this way. There are some people who might be considered Free State Project participants who are not as loud-mouthed about this issue as, say, Chris Cantwell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chris Cantwell is the extreme. Larkin Rose isn't quite as extreme, but he's darn close. Like, he's a close second to Chris Cantwell, the difference being that Larkin Rose isn't as much of an a-hole. In fact, I can't tell that he is an a-hole.
Well, Larkin Rose
Chris
also
Cantwell definitely is.
Larkin Rose also, from what I... my understanding, and I don't fully know if he's ever said, yeah, I think it's practical to go out and kill the police, but he said...
You should look at his article, which basically he advocates, yep, the second to last paragraph. I don't have it pulled up right now, but we've quoted it earlier this week. When to Shoot a Cop is the name of the article, and in the second to last paragraph, he essentially says that whenever an aggressor has a badge, you should be a cop killer.
And he published this before he was invited to speak at Porkfest.
Correct. So, and the Porkfest speech appeared to be on a similar topic as well. It was called Why Speak of Violence?
And
yeah,
there's also footage of during the Hot Block Peaceful Streets panel where he encouraged people to hate cops. And, you know, that is just not my movement.
I totally disagree with him. And I was in that conference and I spoke about that issue and expressed concern because I had actually, I think he was responding to me asking a question of Antonio Bueller, who does not live in New Hampshire and, from what I can tell, not a Free State Project participant, but Antonio Bueller from Austin, Texas, who I think is a great activist. I mean, I think that all these people that we're talking about are very good activists, just that they have a philosophy and an approach that I disagree with. Antonio Bueller is notorious for getting into the streets doing, you know, peaceful, what he calls peaceful streets, but he's yelling pig at the cops. He's, you know, yelling coward at the cops. Very, very angry kind of demeanor, and I called that out, and I said, I don't think that's appropriate. It's not building bridges. These are human beings. These are people with, you know, families and feelings, and, you know, they may be doing the wrong thing. We all agree they're doing the wrong thing when they're enforcing bad laws against peaceful people, but you're not going to get anywhere by hating them and by, you know, separating yourselves from them. I think that cops should be forgiven and looked at as people who've made mistakes and, you know, given another chance. But some people are really, really angry about it. And that's what Larkin Rose was supporting. He was supporting that name calling of the police. And it's people who come from this perspective of anger. We'll come back with more here, 855-450-FREE, and we have to get to the quote from Rothbard. Maybe we can start the next hour with it, about maximalism, you know, this idea that it's totally okay to just go to the max and respond to somebody who has, you know, aggressed against you. Maybe they've, you know, wrongfully aggressed against you, but to take their life as a result of that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.